This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Both Democrat John Hickenlooper and Republican Cory Gardner have raised a lot of money heading into November. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Challenger Hickenlooper outraised Gardner $5.2 million to $3.6 million. The Hickenlooper campaign says it's a sign of his strong grassroots support. But incumbent Gardner has more cash in the bank, over $10.5 million compared to Hickenlooper's $4.5 million. The Gardner campaign says that's a, quote, massive advantage. The closely watched race is expected to be expensive, with the candidates and several outside groups pouring money into the race. The winner could help determine which party controls the Senate next year. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Broncos are outlining what home games will look like for season ticket holders during the COVID-19 pandemic. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports on plans for Empower Field at Mile High.
The Broncos say Mile High won't be able to be at full capacity when play resumes. They say season ticket holders have a couple options. They can have their tickets transferred to the 2021 season, or they can get a full refund. And they'll also have first dibs at single game tickets if state health officials let fans watch games in person this year. Team officials also say there will be mandatory social distancing and face covering requirements if that happens. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Rental property owners in Colorado can no longer refuse a prospective tenant just because they use Section 8 housing vouchers. A new state law says starting next year, owners cannot discriminate based on where tenants get their rent money as long as it's legal. Coming up on the program, NPR education and science correspondents answer questions about reopening schools and how students and educators can stay safe from the spread of the coronavirus. That in-depth report is next. And following that, medical professionals talk about what it's like being on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic in Colorado. They are caring for patients in their most vulnerable moments. They're also risking their lives. Today, the thoughts and experiences of a pulmonologist and intensive care unit physician. Coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Severe thunderstorm watch till 9 tonight for Pueblo. 87 in Pueblo, 76 in Denver, 77 for Vail. This is CPR.